Hello, sports fans, and welcome to another edition of Yesterday Sports on the Sports History Network. And make sure to check out sportshistorynetwork.com/giveaways. I have two signed books I'm giving away. One is titled No Nonsense, Old School Weight Training, and the other is Reliving 1970s Old School Football.
Now it's time to take a sports break, a look at sports history on a daily basis. Hello, my friends in sports history. This is Darren Hayes of the Sports Jersey Dispatch Podcast. Welcome once again to your sports break, this time for August 14th, where we'll bring out some of the greatest events in sports history for this date and the players that performed them, as well as their uniform numbers that they wore when they did it. We have some great uniform numbers to talk about in today's conversation. Number 22, 3, jersey number 20, 14, 25, 49, 44, and number 32. August 14th, 1919 is where we're going to start, and the Chicago White Sox outfielder Happy Felsch tied a Major League Baseball record of 4 outfield assists in a game in a 15-6 loss to the Boston Red Sox. And you remember, Happy Felsch is one of those that went on trial and for the Black Sox scandal and ended up being suspended from baseball by the commissioner back then. August 14, 1932, Brooklyn Dodgers reliever John Quinn, number 22, at age 49, became the oldest pitcher to win a Major League Baseball game in a 2-1, 10-inning victory over the New York Giants at the Polo Grounds. August 14, 1933, number 3 of the Philadelphia Athletics, and Jimmy Fox, he was a great one, he hit for the cycle and set a new American League record with 9 RBIs in the game. August 14th, 1939, the very first night Major League Baseball game in the city of Chicago is played at Comiskey Park. The White Sox defeated the St. Louis Browns 5-2 in that game. August 14th, 1981, Philadelphia Phillies Mike Schmidt, number 20, hit his 300th home run off of New York Met Mike Scott. August 14th, 1982, Pete Rose, number 14, then of the Philadelphia Phillies, reached a milestone of 12,365 at-bats and set a record as he passes Hank Aaron for that record. August 14th, 1987, the Oakland A's new player Mark McGwire, number 25, set a rookie home run record with 39 blasts over the fence en route to a grand total of 49 by season's end. August 14th, 1991, Major League Baseball's California Angels outfielder Dave Winfield, number 32, became the 23rd player in history to reach the 400 home run mark. Quite a level of achievement there. August 14th, 1993, Reggie Jackson Day. New York Yankees retired the 13th uniform number of the club with Reggie Jackson's number 44 going up on the wall for no one else to wear in the future. August 14th, 2021, the Arizona Diamondbacks pitcher Tyler Gilbert, who wore number 49 that season, threw a no-hitter in his Major League Baseball debut, defeating the San Diego Padres 7-0 in Phoenix. The record equaled 8th no-hitter of the season for that Major League Baseball. That is quite a record there, 8 no-hitters in 1 year, and that was 1 year ago in baseball. So they say, baseball maybe is on a decline. Well, you have some pitchers that are saying, no, sir, we are not on a decline. We're still going to throw some balls that you cannot hit and have the no-hitters going. So hope you enjoyed this little bit of history. A lot of baseball involved today. As we start to get closer to September, guess what's going to be creeping around the corner here? We're going to get some football. Then basketball and hockey season are coming right behind it, mixing with the baseball. So we're going to have some good mixes coming up here for your sports breaks in the near future. If you want to catch up on some of those other sports or any sports history, you can go to sportshistorynetwork.com. And my friends over there have some great podcasts going on. We have some great blog posts there and some great stories, as well as some authors that have some excellent books that you may want to read because they are filled with sports history. Some real talent at sportshistorynetwork.com. Also, you can go to our websites, jerseydispatch.com and pigskindispatch.com, to catch up on all your favorite sports and the history. And it's family friendly. There's thousands of articles and podcasts to look at between those three sites. And I think you'll really enjoy it and have a lot of time to spend there and maybe spend a part of your day. After you get done with our podcast, take a look at those websites, Sports History, Jersey Dispatch, and Pigskin Dispatch, and soak up on some great reading of history and listening. So till tomorrow, everybody, have a great sports history day. Sorry, but my pitching coach just called timeout, and he's coming out to the mound. I think I'm going to get yanked for reliever. We'll see you back tomorrow for some more great sports history on Sports Jersey Dispatch Podcast. We invite you to check out our websites, jerseydispatch.com and pigskindispatch.com, not only see the daily sports history, but to experience the preservation of great events and people that play the games. Find us on Pigskin Dispatch. It's also on social media outlets of Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and don't forget the Pigskin Dispatch YouTube channel to get all your daily sports history. Pigskin Dispatch is happy to be associated with the Sports History Network, the sports headquarters of yesteryear, found at sportshistorynetwork.com.
This podcast is part of the Sports History Network, your headquarters for the yesteryear of your favorite sport. You can learn more at sportshistorynetwork.com. Hey there, Sports History fan. This is Arnie Chapman, a.k.a. the Football History Dude, and I wanted to thank you for stopping by to listen to another episode here on the Sports History Network. Our podcasters are passionate about uncovering and sharing sports stories from yesteryear. And if you didn't know it already, we have over 30 shows across the network covering all sorts of sports history topics. In fact, here's a glimpse into one of our awesome podcasts here on the network.
Each week, the official Football Learning Academy podcast will take you deep into the history of pro football through interviews with players, coaches, or administrators in the NFL, as well as interviews with Pro Football Hall of Fame selectors, authors, and historians. You'll learn how the game evolved and important moments that shaped the sport into what it is today. And don't miss the Pro Football History Nugget of the Week. Listen to the official Football Learning Academy podcast on the Sports History Network.
How about that? I bet you're super hyped to go listen to that new podcast, right? Well, to learn about this show and all the other podcasts on the network, head over to sportshistorynetwork.com/podcasts. Again, that's sportshistorynetwork.com/podcasts. Head over there today to find your next favorite sports history podcast.